Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
So did you know that many healthy foods really may not be so healthy after all? Yeah, food manufacturers do an incredible job of hiding the truth about many of their so-called healthy, and I'm doing quotation marks with my hand, healthy products. And so what I want to do is I want to talk about some unhealthy food pitfalls to avoid. Because my own show, Healthy Talk, here on Radio MD, all the other great hosts that are on Radio MD, we all want you to really focus on eating healthier every day. But there are some pitfalls. The first one that you need to be careful with is all that multi-grain bread, cereals, and stuff like that that are out there. You know, multi-grain products are popping up left and right, and they, you know, for the most part, we know multigrains can be healthy, but the question isn't really about the multigrains. The question is about all the other stuff that could be in that product and what is mixed with those multigrains. So grains are good, right? They give us fiber. That's very important. Fiber is good for the digestive system, the cardiovascular system. There's another key component that you may not have heard about in grains. It's called lignans, L-I-G-N-A-N-S, lignans. Write that down, lignans. You're going to hear more and more about these powerful types of fibers that you find in grains. They've been shown to have anti-cancer properties, heart disease prevention properties. They help with bone strength. They help with hormone balance in women. Matter of fact, lignans have been shown to reduce hot flashes, as a matter of fact. So fibers and lignans are the two probably big reasons that I take or eat multigrains. But the question, again, is, are you really eating a healthy product just because it says multigrain? That's what I want to talk with you about today. So if it's not the grains, then what is the problem in some of these products? Well, it's the white bleached flour that these grains are usually blended with during manufacturing. So here's your tip. If you're going to buy a multigrain product, okay, look on that back label. I've said this several times in other segments on my show. I want you to be smart consumers. We have to stop looking at the front label so much. That's a bunch of marketing stuff. I have to be careful because I work with a lot of marketing people, and they're awesome, but they know what to write. They know how to grab your attention. So flip it over. Look at that back label. And if it doesn't say multigrain in the very first ingredient listed, you probably want to find a different multigrain product. If it doesn't say multigrain first, it's most likely white flour. And as you may know, white flour is highly processed and can negatively affect your blood sugar levels, and that's a big issue for a lot of people. So watch out for that label. Get on that back label. Make sure multigrain is number one, whether it's a multigrain bread, cereal, whatever. It doesn't matter. Any multigrain product, if it says multigrain on the front, flip it over to the back label immediately and make sure multigrain is the first ingredient listed. Also, watch out for an ingredient listed as flour blend. Yeah, a company producing real multigrain bread will list the actual grains that make up the blend. If they don't list the actual grains, the blend most likely is made up of white flour, mostly white flour. Right? So let's review this again. You're buying a multigrain product. Flip it over to that back label. Make sure multigrain is listed first. If it's not, it's probably mostly white flour. Number two, if it says flour blend, a good company will list out the blends, the grains that are used. If they don't, it's probably mostly white flour as well. There's another new word out there, and I found this on a few products as I was doing my research. Some companies are listing an ingredient called white starch, which is basically potato starch, okay? And it's usually listed, if it's a good multigrain product, that white starch, that potato starch, which adds texture to breads and stuff, and it's not necessarily a bad thing, but it needs to be listed after the multigrains or all the different grains that are listed by the manufacturer. So white starch is an ingredient that you're starting to see pop up because it gives texture, but make sure it comes after the grains, the multigrains and the specific grains that are listed. If that's the case, that's probably a decent, healthy multigrain bread. So that's the first thing there. What about fiber cereals? Yeah, a lot of conventional doctors are now telling their diabetic patients to go ahead and eat more high fiber cereals. It sounds like a great idea, right? Fiber is good. I just said that already. Fiber helps to bring down sugar. It helps your cardiovascular system, your digestive system. That's all true stuff. However, again, it's not the fiber that's the issue. Fiber doesn't always taste that great. And so for manufacturers to be able to sell millions and millions of their high fiber cereal, they end up adding a lot of sugar, specifically high fructose corn syrup. So before you buy that high fiber cereal, just like before you buy that multi-grain product, you have to look on the back label and you need to look for high fructose corn syrup. You'll be surprised. And don't forget the corn, the Corn Distillers Association or whatever they call themselves, the people that make the high fructose corn syrup, they're now calling it corn sugar. They're calling it corn syrup. They're getting rid of that high fructose part of it. Don't be led astray by that stuff. It's the same syrup stuff that's just a huge sugar load on your system, and it's not good for you. And again, why do they do all this? Come on. Fiber doesn't taste good, so they sweeten it up. Number three, vitamin drinks. Oh boy, these are getting popular. I don't like them. No, come on. These vitamin drinks are nothing but glorified soda pop. Soda pop with a spritz of low quality vitamins added to it. I don't even know how many vitamins they put in some of these vitamin drinks because they don't even tell you. They don't even know. It's like a little drop. It does nothing for you, yet it's still loaded with sugar. Or if it's low calorie vitamin water and it's a little sweet, guess what they're sweetening it with? Artificial sweeteners. We just did a whole segment on artificial sweeteners. We don't like those things. So watch out for those vitamin drinks. They don't even have vitamins. There's a little drop of vitamins, whatever. You get more vitamins out of just eating good food. So there's three things right there. Watch the multi-grain products. Watch the high fiber cereals, the loaded with sugar, and just come on, vitamin drinks. How about this? Drink water and take a good high quality multivitamin. I mean, that makes much more sense to me. Number four, yogurt. I know lots of people love yogurt. Yogurt is I don't know how much money the yogurt industry makes, but I'm sure it's a lot of money. Mass-produced yogurt has very little value. Fermented products are considered live food, and that's good. That's true, and that's good. They contain healthy bacteria that help promote digestion and immunity, but the over-pasteurization and high sugar content characteristic of standard yogurt products makes them pretty much useless and definitely not healthy for you. So watch those mass-produced yogurts. Now, there's one company that has removed all of their high fructose corn syrup from the yogurts. That's a good thing. But guess what they had to do? They had to add a whole bunch of regular sugar, table sugar, back into it because they like to keep these products sweet. Why? We're addicted to sweets. Man, it is what it is. We're addicted to sweets. That's why everything is sweet. It's crazy. So that's the mass-produced yogurts. They're really not very healthy at all. What about baked or popped salty snacks? You're seeing this stuff pop up all over the place. Baked chips, baked rice cakes. I mean, they're just, you know, these baked or popped type snacks, salty snacks. Are they really better for you than the fried versions of potato chips? Well, if you're looking just at fat, maybe so. But again, when you take a main ingredient like fat out of something from the fried potato chip and you bake it, you have to put something back in. And what do they usually put back in? Not only a lot of salt, but sugar. Believe it or not, salty snacks that you think are healthy often have a lot more sugar than the original product because we love that salty, sweet flavor and you buy more of it. That's right. Be careful. Just because you think it's healthy, it doesn't mean it is healthy. Watch those multigrain products. Watch the high-fiber cereals. Don't do the vitamin drinks. Yogurt, please. Mass-produced yogurt is not even healthy. And baked chips, really not that much better for you than the original version. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.